Australia's favourite weekly news quiz is back tonight with perhaps our country's most mistreated quizmaster. The host of Have You Been Paying Attention is here. Good morning, Tom Gleisner.
Good morning, Damon and Molly. Not so much a host as a target.
Right.
True.
We'll bring you into our arms and we'll cuddle you. We'll swaddle you here at the Damon and Molly Show.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Oh, gosh. Your job must be so interesting because you would never know what is going to happen on the show.
That is exactly correct. I help write the question, so I kind of know the first bit, but I lob the question out there and I just look at five people sort of poised over buzzers and I go, what's about to happen? I'm not the only one. The Channel 10 lawyers have a similar attitude to the show. They're on speed dial, basically, ready to sort of jump on the most defamatory answers that bob up.
Tom, last season was a bit of a change up because of COVID-19 restrictions. Everyone went remote. Are things being brought back into the fold today, or are we going to see more of the same this season?
Good news is, touch wood, that we're all back in the studio. So
fantastic.
We're all within, 1.5 metres of each other and doing the show as it's been done for most of its season.
Which would make it so much easier because you wouldn't want to have a really good joke and then be, stuck with that delay over the internet and then not be able to land it. That would be upsetting.
Yeah, on the plus side, Molly, I could mute Sam Tang at any point. So, it was swings and roundabouts.
Now, we have been running a quiz for the last month. Over the entire month of April, we're doing quizzes every morning here on Power. And I tell you what, being a quiz master and getting the question right is not easy. Has it been tough work over the many seasons you've now done? Have you been paying attention to get your mouth around all the interesting names and all the terms that you need to have correct?
Oh, absolutely. The moment you sort of get any story from SBS News, you're in trouble. Navalny, Russian opposition leader. I go, how do you say this again? I sometimes have to have it written out phonetically. And my worst, and please don't tell anyone this is, but anyone involved in the music industry from the last 10 years, I've mispronounced so many names, and it's awkward, when you call, when you refer to someone as Billy Eilish. No, it's Eilish, Tom. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Do you reshoot those moments?
Oh, of course, because I have to look like I know what I'm doing. What, are you crazy?
I was just thinking, I could just imagine if you've got, a panel of comedians, that's just opportunity right there for them to jump on it.
I've just made myself a meme on the spot.
All right, Tom, well, let's put those Quizmaster skills to the test. You're actually going to put us to the test this morning. A couple of news questions, Molly. Are you ready for this? You've got to buzz in with Molly. I'll buzz in with Damon. We'll give this a go.
I feel nervous.
Let's do it. All right, hands-on metaphorical buzzers. Mm-hmm. Astronaut Mike Collins died last week. What was he most famous for doing?
spacewalk, the new dance phase.
He didn't walk on the moon. He was one of the three astronauts that went to the moon but didn't get to go. We'll come back to Mike, obviously big fans. What event did Australia's Greek community celebrate yesterday?
Oh, Damon, Greek Easter. In there
was
with one.
Orthodox.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow. What event did Prince William and Princess Kate mark on Thursday?
Another public fledgling of Harry and Meghan.
It was another frosty conversation with their brother. No, in fact, it was their 10th wedding anniversary.
Congrats.
Which is a tin or aluminium if you're thinking of sending a gift. I'll leave that to you. All right, we still only have one on the board. Hey, what replaced New Zealand as the most COVID-safe country?
Oh, Molly.
Go, Molly.
Is it us? No.
No. Sadly, we've both been gazumped by a Johnny Come Lady. It's Singapore. Can you believe that?
I was going to go somewhere Eastern European and just really just shoot for the clouds, but I'm glad you came in there with the answer.
This is a hard quiz.
All right, I know nothing. Well, Molly, here's your chance. I'm going to make this for double points, so this will decide the battle. Our final question: the United States has just banned what type of cigarette?
I have no idea.
Oh.
An e-cigarette.
Good call, but it's a cigarette targeted at the female demographic.
Oh, do you know any cigarette targets for females?
I've never even seen cigarettes, really.
You've never even seen one? What is
what
it, Tom?
What are you doing? What are you, it's menthol cigarettes.
Menthol cigarettes. All right, well, hopefully your quiz has a lot more success than that tonight, because the result of 1-0 after five questions has not covered us in glory. But, Tom, have you been paying attention? Premieres tonight, 8:40 on 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Tom Glasner, all the best with the season, mate.
Thanks, Damon. Thanks, Molly.